My name is Fadil Baker.
And this is KG The One.
And this show is called
It's Whatever.
Like, I'm watching him. Like, I'm watching. I'm trying to pick up on a mannerism to see if you're going to go somewhere else.
Nah.
I'm trying to pick up if there's anything new that's going to happen today.
Nope. I'm a good boy today.
Straight up. It is fake Friday, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is fake Friday.
It is fake Friday. Tomorrow's public holiday. It is National
Women's Day.
Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day, man.
When is that on the... Oh, today tomorrow. Is the 8th. Yeah. I was going to say, is that on the 8th?
Yeah, it's not tomorrow. 9th. Mm. Yeah.
Shout out to all the women in... You know, like, if there were no women on the earth, coming into the world would be not only troublesome but extremely difficult. if you were to think about it. I mean, like, I don't even know where that would start. So shout out to all. I mean, that's not the only reason why
we like women.
Yeah.
I was about to say some really misogynistic jokes right now. Let me not.
Well, you didn't mess up the intro. You might as well mess up the rest of the show.
Nah, it's cool, man. I don't want that beef, man.
Yeah. Shout out, man. Like, I think for me, one of the women who have just stood out over the last couple of months, definitely Caster Semenya.
Hey, defs.
Like, just proving that no matter what goes on, justified or unjustified, like, you just gotta keep on doing what you do.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard enough already for women to find themselves in workspaces, to find themselves in social settings. You know, the other day, I was going for a jog in our park.
Yeah.
And it's around 9 o'clock in the morning. And so there's obviously, like, nobody in the park. And so as I come to, like, a part of the dam that's kind of a bit more excluded, there's a chick in a uniform. Mm. She looks like maybe grade 10, grade 11. And she's walking in the direction that I'm jogging in.
Okay.
And there's an older guy in front of me.
Mm.
Kind of has like a security uniform on, whatever. And as I'm coming closer, all three of us are almost reaching the same place at the same time. And he literally grabs out to, like, grope her.
The heck?
I mean...
Did you, like,
stretch out a leg
to kick him in the face?
The thing is, I didn't have to because I think... I'm not sure if he didn't hear me coming up behind him.
Mm.
But the moment he's... hand went out, I just went, hey, in like the toughest voice that I could muster up in the middle of like like not dying.
Like,
you know, he's probably like, there's another woman behind me
that's another gonna, woman group?
It's gonna kick my ass, you know. The thing that really broke my heart was she was definitely freaked out. She looked at me like I was like the heaven opened and Jesus came back.
Amen.
She looked at me as if like that was an answered prayer for her right there.
Hey, dude, we laugh about that, but remember, you know, like, her parents probably pray to God, that's like for God's protection over her life from people like that.
Yeah.
And in that moment, you were that instrument.
Because I decided to take my lazy ass out of bed
and say hey. Amen.
And say hey. Like, and hey, I'm God, just like, can you imagine how fearful it must be for women? Like, I go jogging in the park. I don't even think twice about it.
No, me neither.
You know what I mean?
Me neither.
If a woman or a girl had to do that to me, I'd probably feel complimented.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably the biggest compliment
that
I got that day or that week.
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine the fear that our sisters live in. Like, constantly having to watch themselves and everywhere, all of us.
Hey, bro. Yeah. It's deep. Like, I realized it also, like, when there was a time I was walking my girlfriend back to Res when we were still in varsity. And it was quite late. And she... It was quite late, but late is like 8. Well, it's not really, it wasn't actually very late.
KG late.
So I'm walking back, and she's like, oh, aren't you going to call an Uber? I'm like, nah, I'll walk. It's like, oh, yeah, the male privilege is really, it's really strong on you.
Yeah.
And like, for me, I was like, I didn't even think of it that way. Like, that actually, oh, wow. If I was a woman, I actually wouldn't walk.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that's crossing my mind is, what do I have on me?
Yeah.
And... if I were to get mugged or searched, would they be able to find it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like when I go jogging, if I left my phone at home,
yeah,
I've literally got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, I always have two things when I jog that are of valuable importance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us or you just want me to sit here?
And no, wait? my watch and my headphones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'd say my dignity and pride, but both of those go out the door.
You won't sell it for much, though.
Listen, man, I know like people who've killed for stupider reasons.
Do you want to try like giving an estimate on how much you think my watch would be worth? If I were to try to trade it in. So listeners who don't know, I have an Apple Watch. First generation Apple Watch. And if you were to buy this Apple Watch when it came out, you pay 16K for it.
And what would you get for it now?
Imagine.
Is this one of the first Apple Watches that came out?
Yeah, this is one of the first ones. Or one of the premium.
I should have given you mine then. Because I think mine was the second series, was it not?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, but no, yours is the third series. So, how much do you think I'd be able to trade it in for? Take a wild guess.
You paid 16. Let's say.
No. I didn't pay 16.
Five.
It was worth 16. I got it for 4K.
Five. I'd say five.
No. 200.
Pounds?
No.
Dollars? Grand.
If you were to go to the Apple store, try to trade in my watch, you'd get 200 bucks.
No way. Wait, at an Apple store?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I just feel like
that's they probably sell it for more. They probably sell it for around 1.8 to 2 grand. But, like, you're not going to do much. You're not going to get, like, I mean, it's not worth it, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not. Listen, I don't even think... Okay, let me not push my own liberal agenda here with Apple Watches because you know I'm not a fan.
Dude, I'm so very much a fan, dog. Especially now, after the fourth generation Apple Watch. I think, you know, the thing is, it's like every new technology, when it comes out, it's like we don't know why it's there. We don't understand why it's there. Until more and more iterations of it, and you're like, okay, we sort of see where it's going.
Yeah, I get you.
For instance, the iPad. To tell me when it came up, you didn't think it was the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
No, you know why? The reason why I think it's weird is because, you know, I haven't really followed Apple trends and releases. Yeah. However, it just so happened that I got my phone.
Yeah.
And not long after I got my phone, I got my Mac.
Yeah.
And not long after I got my Mac, I got my iPad.
Yeah.
And those things kind of just synced up for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why when I got my watch, I thought it's going to be the same experience that I did.
No, but you see, that's the thing. When you got your iPad, your iPad wasn't the second generation iPad. Your iPad was the fourth generation iPad. That's when it was coming together. Mm. When now we started understanding that an iPad
is supposed to
replace your laptop.
I got you. Yeah.
So right now, like with the Apple Watches and stuff, Google and Apple, they don't know what they're doing. Well, they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know where it was going. But now it's starting to be refined.
I got you.
And its purpose. Yeah.
So you're saying I didn't commit to that relationship long enough to see the benefit?
No. What I'm saying is that we don't. The more and more Apple Watches come out, that's when you start seeing the usefulness of it.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, you're giving me dating advice that I need to keep on trying until I win.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So even though you go through a few failure models, you're going to eventually find the one. You guys should see the look on his face, of his face right now. Listen, man, we've been talking about people doing it for the gram.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that have been coming up, and I think a couple of the stuff we've been talking about have been fails, right? People engineering viral videos.
Yes. Dude. So, no, actually.
Do you maybe want to start with what is an engineered viral video?
Actually. Let me start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad when I saw this.
Okay.
Right? I'm watching a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? So, the prize of winning this thing. So it's a dance competition, right? And the prize of winning this is you get to make a viral video.
Wait. What?
Yeah. You get to make a viral video if you win it.
Okay. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I have so many. Because you can't make something a viral video.
You see,
something goes viral.
That's what I thought. Apparently, people have been engineering viral videos.
I understand that if I record you doing something funny,
yes,
I can have algorithms work in my favor. I can promote content to get people to
see it.
But that doesn't, just because people have seen it, doesn't necessarily mean it's viral.
I think so. You know why? Because what you do is you get, as you said, algorithms to spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
You get celebrities to jump on it.
Yeah.
You get MTV to blast it all over.
Yeah.
Whatever. And just for the next, like, maybe, like, 5 days, if that happens, people are gonna hop onto it.
The thing for me is, you know, there are videos that circulate in popularity.
Yes.
For me, what a viral video is, you know, like, the bottle cap challenge?
Yes.
Where somebody does it, and then it catches on. Generically.
See, the thing is, what if bottle cap challenge, right? Someone's like, okay, no, I wanna make a crap ton of money, right?
Yeah.
And I'm freaking Banakwa.
Yeah.
This is something you never thought about.
Yeah.
Right. And now the celebrities. So I'm like, okay, no, fine. I'm gonna get Jason Statham to do it.
Yeah.
And after Jason Statham, it's in the contract that Vin Diesel must do it.
Yeah.
And then this person must do it.
Yeah.
Now you have three famous people doing it.
But the thing is, for me, I feel like that was viral worthy.
But it's, you know, engineered.
Yeah, that's the thing. I understand that there's some things, like, I would say Justin Bieber went viral before he became famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are, I think, genuine viral moments.
Mm.
But I was shocked to know that there are people who actually work with.
I think that it's almost, I don't want to say prideful, but I find it really funny that someone's like, I saw this happen on Family Guy. They were like, they're going to make a viral video. And I think because it's the subject matter of Family Guy, you really understand that it's probably one of the stupidest things in the world, because you don't make content with the intent. Or maybe that's why we're losing out. Maybe it's because we're not doing the intent of this thing going viral.
Yeah. Dude, I was angry. I won't lie.
I don't know. And can these people legit? Because you know how fickle the internet is. If you release something with the intent of this thing going viral, people will make sure.
But then again, the internet is very stupid, in the sense that the bird box challenge went viral. People were driving with freaking blindfolds on.
Listen, besides being one of the stupidest things, I feel like that's something that happened for my entertainment. Listen, no shade to anyone who died during those trying times.
Oh, wow. However,
I just feel listen, you know, like how, you know, when messages, I don't know if they still do, but it comes up like, this thing was recorded for entertainment value.
Yeah.
You know, this, like when we used to watch wrestling,
yeah,
it's like the stunts performed are by trained professionals, please yes. don't, whatever. I did not think that I would live in the generation where we make a movie like Bird Box and then we've got to put a disclaimer in the movie to be like,
please don't do this.
I'm like, where is your thought?
Or even dishwashing soap and please don't eat this.
Mm.
Duh.
Listen, I'm not saying don't eat it. I mean, taste it.
No! Why? Why would you do that?
You've never been curious?
No!
You've never been curious? No! KG, you are not living, my brother. You've never been curious. Listen, you've never been doing something and thought, I wonder what this tastes like.
No! 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 No!
Really?
No!
So you've never licked your remote control or
you have?
Or tasted your TV. No, I'm not saying I have. I'm just saying.
Well, that explains a lot. I think I see a mark there.
You've never been curious as to what paper tastes like. Have you ever chewed paper?
No.
Why not?
Why?
You've never? Have you ever eaten gum with the wrapper on it still?
Oh my goodness.
You've never done that? I feel like you need to go. Do they still make Chappies?
I think they do.
Mm.
They should.
Mm. You need to just go buy yourself the yellow Chappie. That's the best.
No. I hate that. That Chappie thing is, you might get the yellow one. And the yellow one is the worst one.
The yellow one is the blessed. They go in order.
Oh, gosh.
It's yellow.
No.
Blue.
It's green.
Green.
No.
Pink. Blue.
You said blue twice.
That's how good it is.
What do you mean? So, yeah. So yellow is at the bottom one.
Then. No, yellow's the first one.
It's a horrible one. Yellow is horrible, bro. It's for narcissists and fascists and bigoted homophobes.
You know why I'm going to take that as a compliment? Because that's the person you all voted as president in America. And that describes him. So if you're saying that I am worthy to be president, then I'm going to take it.
Amen.
So last week, you know, this is kind of like the bane of my existence right now, right? And I'm sure you don't have this problem because you live in a security village.
Yes.
Maybe to some degree you do.
Maybe.
Our trash gets picked up on a Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so I've got to like haul out our dustbin out onto the street by a certain time so that the truck can come by, they can pick it up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to be a mess, right? Now, sometimes they get here super early. You find like Tuesday, it'll be Tuesday, and then at like 7 o'clock, the truck drives by and you haven't taken yours out and you've missed it.
Gosh.
Other days, you'll take it out by 7 o'clock, and then they'll get here at like 5 in the afternoon.
My goodness.
You know, and there's just this thing that if you take it out the night before, you know, there's possibility there's a lot of dogs in our neighborhood. Mm. There's a possibility that they could knock the thing over or, you know.
If your
dustbin is outside and everything's just fallen out outside, you can guarantee that truck's driving right by.
Mm-hmm.
Which if I was driving the truck, I would also just drive right by.
Mm-hmm.
However, last week, I think they only picked up our rubbish on Thursday, and this was because of them striking.
That's trash.
That's trash, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. So the thing I actually didn't know that it was actually the workers, because it's like the municipality, right?
Yeah.
Those guys work for the municipality
that
was striking. I thought they were just held up because of protests that were happening in the CBD of Pretoria. So I didn't know it was actually them who were protesting.
Yeah.
And so I spent like the day and a half just like mad at our city because I'm like, now these poor guys, you're holding up the workers, you guys gonna... I didn't know it was them who was actually causing the situation in the first place.
The garbage man.
The garbage man.
Yeah, such garbage.
Making garbage.
Yeah.
So
nonsense, man. Yeah.
So, you know, like I was just thinking, I was like, these guys, obviously, you know, they're responsible for picking up everyone's trash.
Sure.
Like,
hey, man, give them the pay increase, man.
Is that why they were? Is that why they were?
Yeah, they won a 18% increase.
Who comes up with these numbers?
Trade unions. It's a negotiating thing, right? Like I feel like I want 13%, but because if I say 13%, you're not gonna give it to me.
Here's my thing, right? So do all of us at the same time? Listen, I can guarantee you, everybody within an organization is gonna be pro increase. There's nobody sitting there thinking, "Nah, I'm good." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are these like third party organizations, not just causing havoc every other month by coming to the workers and being like, it's time to get a 13% increase.
You are unhappy. Then, no, I'm not. But you are.
But you are. And then all of the workers are like, yes. Listen, if someone was like, this is your salary, you want a 13% increase, I'm not going to say no. Because it's a possibility I'm going to get that increase.
But, you know, to be very realistic, right? I don't think these people's salaries actually do increase every year.
Yeah.
So technically, you're earning the same salary, but every year you earn less and less because the value of money depreciates every year by roughly 5% according to our inflation rate.
So right? Would you not rather give your employees every year
an inflation-based increase?
Yeah.
I would think at the very least, if you're a decent human being.
Or at least, maybe like if inflation is like 2% a year, at least keep it at a standard 8, so that no matter if it goes higher or lower, it's still on a fixed amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see now, like inflation has stabilized. Like it's stable now. And that's why they cut interest rates down. But inflation rate is purely 5%. Yeah. 5%, 5.4%. All I'm saying is that I can kind of get the rationale of them saying, we've been earning the same money for 4 years now. Like, if I'm earning $100, in 4 years' time, it's the equivalent of earning $60.
Look, I think that especially workers, like, their salaries should always come under review. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's quarterly where the business is like, okay, this is kind of what's happening. Like, I feel like, you know who, I feel like the underdogs of the economy, and those are people who work in like service delivery or like your a janitor or your like a home cleaner, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like if you're one of those for like a big company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all the cleaning staff, for example, earn 2,500 rand a month. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like the company forgets about them.
Really?
No, I'm saying example.
Okay. I'm saying, I need to be a janitor, man.
I'm saying like, so the company can forget about them.
Yeah.
Because compared to his 250,000 rand salary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when they're talking bonuses and dividends and that, only the guys up here.
Get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't kind of filter through.
And then... sorry, man. I'm gonna be nerdy about this. You brought it up.
That's why you're talking
about business.
That's why
they actually introduced the King 4, the King 4 report, right?
Yeah,
is essentially, and it's a binding on JC listed companies, where King they brought him in. They said, hey, dude, they seriously unethical behavior. So we need a code. We need like a code of conduct.
Yeah,
so that we can be better at governing our businesses. And one of the things there is that there has to be fair compensation.
Yeah.
So if as an auditor, it would interest me if I am doing payroll, for instance, right? And the executive's salary is increased by 20%.
Yeah.
And everyone else is increased by 5%.
Yeah.
Like for me, that's something that I have to bring up because that's not fair and that's not equitable.
Yeah.
That's something that would be a finding, and that's something that would be reported to the JC or reported to the powers that be, so that they can like correct. So there's a willingness, I think, already to like change that. But I mean, that's a fun fact. Fun fact.
That's why we have you, man. That's why we have you. So you're showing me Ultimate Tag.
Yeah, man.
Talking about viral videos and things that go viral.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, this is my favorite. Pastime now, dude. I saw you know that game Touch we used to play as kids.
Yeah.
You run around it. Stupid ass game, bro.
That's the game that made us, and now you want to say.
Yeah, but they thinking about it now. But sure, now they have like, so they built this arena of like parkour. I don't know if you've seen parkour. Those guys who jump off like 50 story buildings and those guys, and do front flips and back flips at the same time. So they create this like huge amusement park of like stuff, and like they like parkour around just to tag each other.
Yeah.
And you have 20
seconds. So they basically found a more exciting way to play.
Dude, I literally, right? It was an hour long. I was like, I'm just gonna see, like, tag. This is so stupid. Like, who would even, in fact, when I saw this video on YouTube, I'm like, surely not tag, the tag that I know. So I watched like 5 minutes. I was like, wow, this is actually quite interesting. Okay, I'll watch until the 20 minute mark. I watched the entire hour, bro. So without even realizing.
So here's the thing, right? Remember when I told you that mukbang was the best thing to ever happen?
Oh my goodness. Ah, we're not doing this again.
No, listen, I feel like you're not, and I feel like food is something that I'm passionate about. And so now I've got to sit here, and all of us have got to sit here, included avid listeners like Demi Lovato and Ellen Levine, who you know tune in. Yeah, now we've got to sit here and listen to your...
Yeah, but Demi Lovato is a professional tag player.
Now there's something... First of all, not something I expected. Not something I expected.
I'm serious. Google it.
You know what? I'm not even gonna... Okay, so what is there a prize? People winning something here?
Yeah, bro. What do you think?
Okay, what are people winning?
Like 3 million, bro.
What?
Yeah.
No flipper. 3 million...
Google it.
This $3 million?
I think so.
This cannot be, my friend.
I'm telling you, bro.
This cannot be.
Telling you. Even Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. Did you not get... Okay, never mind. Did you not get... You probably did get it. But I tagged you and I was like, why do you still keep your day job?
Dude, we can be millionaires by now, bruh.
Okay, not we, unless I'm on your team.
Yeah, like I'll carry you.
Yeah, like unless that happens.
Yeah, unless... 3 million split 4 ways. I mean, that's a plan.
4 ways?
Ah, dude, I can't carry us. Like, because it's like for a team of 4, bruh.
Okay.
Yeah. Split 4 ways, $3 million split 4 ways. Dude, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's like 10 million each. 10 million rand each.
Okay. Let me not get into the logistics of how we're gonna split that. Okay. So currently in the United States, I think it's like, I don't say favorite times of the year, I think it's favorite times within a period of 4 years, because coming up to this, no reality show is able to beat this.
Yes.
The next presidential election, U.S. coming. Presidential election.
Yes.
Listen, I love South African politics. I'm into South African politics, but nothing does it for me like the good old United States.
Because you know what it is? Because it's like a series, bruh.
Exactly.
It's like...
It's so entertaining. Like, you get to choose your favorite character.
Yeah.
They battle it out. It's, and I mean,
like Survivor election, also. Kinda.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, the election is only next year.
Yeah.
But already, like, the run-ups are so exciting.
My guy.
You know what I mean? And I think the exciting thing for me, first of all, is that right now, it's not about Democrat versus Republican.
Yes.
Right now, it's the Democrats have got to kill each other.
Yes.
So that a victor can rise out amongst
yes.
them.
Yes.
And then the Republicans got to do the same thing. And then they go head-to-head. And really, by the time they go head-to-head, you kind of already figure out more or less what's happening between them. Anything. I don't think they have the Republicans have their debates as yet.
But they don't have to.
I believe there's only 2 candidates.
In the Republicans?
In the Republicans who are going for...
No, it's just Donald Trump. He has the right to do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because this is his second
term.
It's his second term. So he's already president, so they don't need... Because right now the Democrats don't have a president.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they know And let's be very honest with you. I was watching and hearing Democrats and stuff. They're going to get their asses whooped again.
You know who... You know what I would... I think my finale, I would really like to see Kamala Harris go up against Donald Trump.
I would also.
I'd really like to see Kamala Harris... Listen, I know you're a Bernie fan.
Yes.
I'm kind of a Bernie fan.
Yeah, but I think I want a black woman to be president.
Yeah, besides that, do you know that Bernie will be almost 80 years old? Not almost, I think he's 79 now.
Yeah.
If elected next year, he's going to be 80 years old. Now, he reaches a big demographic and he speaks the language and that kind of thing, but come on.
Hey, man.
Is this his dying wish?
But he's still healthy, bruh.
You know what's gonna be? It's gonna be a waste. America needs someone who's gonna push after the 4 disastrous years we've just had behind us.
Yeah.
Do we not need someone who's gonna push a good 8 so that a candidate can finally have?
Yeah.
Because 4 years is way too little. You know what I mean? I feel that's why I was even of the opinion. I was like, listen, give this orange man another 4 years. And let's kind of, but listen, right now it's the pits. Like, socially for me,
yeah.
Economically, you can fight a different side,
yeah.
But socially, it's the pits right now.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know, man. Like, I can't, I'm looking at it different now, bro. For me, Donald Trump's biggest strength is not in himself. It's the incompetencies of the Democrats. Like, it's the same thing when we say, no Christian wins over someone by saying, hey, you stupid, like, you believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what the Democrats are doing.
I feel both South African and American, the biggest issue that the opposition parties have is that they focus too much on why, and I've said this to you guys before, why they focus their campaigns around why not this party,
yeah.
And not why this party,
yeah,
or why our party. You get what I mean? Like, if I was running, if you were currently president, I'm running against you.
Mm.
I need to build a strong campaign around who I am and what my party stands for,
yeah.
And not build a strong marketing campaign around why not you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because right now with the Democrats, I can tell you a lot about why not Donald Trump. But then we've got to go back to a generic Democratic outline of why them.
Yeah,
and it's boring.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, your policies do nothing for the economy. Like, dude, I saw a debate with Cenk, who's the CEO of the Young Turks, one of the biggest. I think they smashed CBS and BBC. They smashed them.
Yeah.
Right? The CEO of Young Turks and Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro wiped the floor with that.
Yeah.
Only because now when his arguments aren't going, now he starts insulting the crowd.
Yeah.
Which is a classic yeah. Democrat move. Oh, you now, oh, it's because you guys are racist. No, it's because your points aren't good enough.
I'm also excited because there's such a variety of players within the Democrats. There's Senator Yang. You know, like in
prep. Oh, I heard about him. He's cool, man.
He's
like
really
him.
Good.
I like
you
him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Besides, there are more female candidates.
Yeah.
But Kamala for me is the black female.
Yeah.
Which kind of plays more towards what the agenda really is.
What do you think about Andrew Schultz when he commented that, yeah, and she's attractive? To saying that, yes, I mean, we like her policies and stuff, but the fact that she's attractive also helps because, I mean, Barack Obama was also a handsome guy.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. I was about to say that, you know, like we have an idea of what the American Idol needs to be,
yeah.
Or the South African Idol needs to be. I feel like that's kind of, when we talk about the package,
yeah.
I'm kind of, that's almost what I'm about to, yeah. Like, that's almost what I'm saying is that candidate needs to be able to, listen, we know we're not choosing the next beauty queen here,
but I am
saying is that she'll just give, like Barack was able to put the best American foot forward.
My guy.
I'm saying the same thing about Kamala.
Yeah. Amen. I won't be mad.
You know, the one thing for me, the one thing that I feel like politics hasn't damaged her yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't damaged her character as yet.
Yeah.
Remember last year there was that big, they were trying to appoint a judge.
Yeah.
I think for their Supreme Court.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Which is the highest law in the land.
Yeah.
And then that thing came out where this guy had actually date raped, or he was accused of raping
I
don't have all the things, but Kamala was one of the people who were there trying the case.
Oh, wow.
And if you watch the proceedings, you will see that this woman she's a fighter for justice.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can look at her campaign from the outside and be like, yeah, she's only LGBTQ because of the campaign, and she's only for black Americans because of the campaign, whatever. However, I feel like those are all the bonus things about being the president.
Yeah.
At the core of who you are, you must be able to fight for justice
and
against injustice.
Yeah, that's good, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, like, there's a good variety of them. I can't wait until we get down to, like, the semifinals where there's only... Because right now there's too many of them.
Yeah.
You know, the debates are even broken up, I think, like 12 and 12 or 10 and 10 type of thing. But the grouping that Kamala's in with Bernie and the rest of those guys, they need to be able to stand their crowd because they go for each other.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's even, is it Corey Brook? I think it's Corey Brook. He, for me, he's not the next. He's
a black dude.
Yeah.
But he's, and he's like, he's like
very well spoken. Like he said, I think he said to Bernie or he said to one of the other white guys, you're dipping in the Kool-Aid without knowing the flavor.
Hey.
And that's like, you know, like, I mean, that's what? Like the hood. Like something from the hood. He's not, I don't think that he's, listen, nobody wants to be the next Barack Obama. There was only one. Amen. You know what I mean? But I don't think that it does us any injustice to just have more people who can, you know what I mean, that can relate more, that can be more. I mean, Bernie's campaign has been doing great. The algorithms on Instagram only pushes out Bernie stuff onto my timeline.
Oh, wow.
And I have to actually go to Kamala's profile.
Yeah.
And check what's happening, or go to Senator Yang, or go to these other guys to go check what's happening, because I feel like it's kind of like if it's not Trump, it may lean towards Bernie. However, as an American people, you guys need to be able to do better.
Do you think that Facebook or these social media outlets have the right to reserve the political parties that they want to endorse? So in this instance, even though maybe you're a Democrat, that they have the right to push Bernie Sanders onto you, even though you probably won't vote him.
I think, so Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
The Chrissy Teigen.
Hey.
So someone was attacking on social media because Chrissy Teigen said she's no longer supporting the sports show because these people support Trump. A gym. Right? It was like a gym or something, whatever. So
that's fine.
So my question was this. Does the owner support Trump or does the gym as an institution support Trump? Because those are two different things. Just hear me out.
Yeah.
The owner has a right to vote for whoever he wants to.
Yeah.
Right? In my opinion, if you want your organization to vote for Trump, including the people who go there, you must already remember that you've only got a certain demographic of people who are going to use your facility.
I'm fine.
You know what I mean? And if you're fine with that, that's good with me.
Yeah.
I'd say the same thing with Facebook. The only thing is I've got questions that I don't have the knowledge to ask those questions. But is Facebook a public entity or is it a private entity? Because, for example, the SABC is our country's public station.
Yeah.
You understand? That's why any politician who comes on, like the SABC can't be like, we're going to promote the ANC.
Yeah.
They can't. The ANC has to come, pay fees. There's got to be a disclaimer. The content herein is not endorsed by the ANC. It's completely the views of the political party. You understand?
Okay.
So they need to be a neutral entity.
Yeah.
So if Facebook decides they're only going to push democratic
news,
I'd kind of feel like if I was a Republican, I'd feel like Facebook's not the place for me and I shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
However, if I'm sitting out here in South Africa, I'm thinking you're pushing one side. I feel like Facebook is like our public broadcaster. There should be a balance. And if you can't bring balance, don't do anything at all. Let Bernie pay for his sponsored ads. Let Trump pay for his own sponsored ads. Don't let the algorithm work and play on these guys. Things.
I don't know.
On the other hand, if I'm the head of Facebook and I've got an agenda, then I will push my agenda. Because why not use my company?
Yeah, I mean, YouTube is doing it.
Yeah, why not? Why not push my... If I'm the creator of YouTube, why not use the power that I have to be able to... Because listen, where I can do it virtually, some Trump followers are doing it monetarily.
Yeah. And then as a YouTube make no... they don't say it, but like... Republicans get like their channels get deleted.
Yeah.
Just for saying that this is the view that I have. That's contrary to what.
Look.
So for me in that case, I'm like, fine.
But also, there's a difference between. Listen, every person is entitled to their view, right?
Mm.
But your responsibility with that view is to make sure that your view is also not infringing on someone else's right.
How?
Like, for example, if I'm of the view and the opinion that black people are the majority cause of violence in this country, that's my view and my opinion. You understand? Whether that view and opinion is wrong, if me coming out, what kind of conversation are we having here where I'm switching on my YouTube channel and saying, hey guys, this is my view for today. All black people are responsible for violence and crime in our country.
But you know who,
what's going to happen? Okay.
You know, to be very honest, I've never seen a Republican channel saying something that overt, right? Well, yeah, maybe Ben Shapiro and his transgender comments, right? But I will say that I've heard many Democrats talk like that.
The thing is, I feel like in that scenario, I always feel like Democrats are always more passionate about social issues. And whenever they're being called out for racism or they're saying, listen, your views are being racist, then you get called a snowflake. However, if I was a Democrat in America instead of a Democrat in South Africa, I would have actually taken you calling me a snowflake, and I would have been proud to be a snowflake, because no two snowflakes are the same. Snowflakes only come once a year. Snowflakes are special. Snowflakes are gentle.
Yeah.
Snowflakes, you get what I mean?
Yeah, it's an Eminem in 8 Mile theory, right? I understand. All I'm saying is, YouTube has expressed that they view that these people can say anything they want to you guys. When you guys say what you want to them, we'll delete you, right? So I don't know. I'm torn. I'm torn on this because I don't like that. Then again, if Facebook starts publishing like whatever, I'm like, fine, dude. If it's your business. I mean, who am I, bro? Like, am I to tell you what to do? Like,
that's the thing. I don't have to agree with it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not my business.
Yeah, it's your business.
You know what I mean? Like, even we had the selling a cake discussion. We've had a thing. Here's the thing. I can have an opinion about it. Mm-hmm. I can fight about it. I can argue about it. But if it comes down to the end of the day, according to business rules and regulations and that kind of thing, you're within your right.
Yeah, so...
I think
it's messed up, and I think the CEO of... I don't like the CEO of YouTube because of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Look, obviously, everybody's going to try to do... Like, I've noticed recently that... You know, when I look at the list of candidates, I don't know Cardi B personally.
Yeah.
But when I look at the lineup of candidates, I would have thought that she would have been fighting more for some of the other contenders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, she's made more videos with and for Bernie Sanders than anybody else has. And I'm like, Cardi relates to Bernie?
Amen.
And that's why I was saying, this old man is smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this guy has got a popular swag.
I don't think so, bruh. I think it's his policies. Bruh, you must listen to what the man says, bruh. Like, the stuff that he wants to institute, like his especially on medical reform and stuff, you know, they even call him a socialist.
But the problem is Bernie going to be alive long enough for him to fix what Trump just...
I understand
what
you're saying.
You know what I mean?
But what,
is he strong enough?
My issue with that is that, number one, what if he is?
Yeah.
Right? Number two, his policies are such that, like, they're very good policy. Like, for me, I don't think it's wise for me to say, I'm going to vote for you solely because I like you as a person. Or I think that you're going to be alive as a person.
Yeah.
Because being a president is about economic reform. Yeah. It's about social reform. Yeah. Bernie Sanders has all of that.
Yeah.
And he's got that plus some.
You know what, Bernie? I feel like Bernie would be... Like, if Kamala were to win, I feel like Bernie would make a great deputy.
I would also.
Up until the day that he dies. Like, you see the difference is... You know, like, Joe Biden
Yeah.
was very popular as a vice... during Barack's day. You know what I mean?
It was good also.
People loved this guy. They loved his friendship with Barack and that kind of thing. But now that the man's running for president himself,
people
are kind of like, you know, I even saw how the other Democrats tore him apart at the debate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, listen, this was America's sweetheart at one time. What the heck's going on now? And then I realized, so I was like, you know what? There are some really good presidential candidates who make better vice president. They in advisory positions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone like Kamala, I don't know how old she is. I don't even think she's 50.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if she's beyond 45.
Yeah.
My concern is that sometimes as South Africans, we always see age with maturity, with responsibility. My thing would be like, I'm like, listen, she's a great candidate for presidency, but she's going to need a wiser undertone. I feel like the country, if she and Bernie could unite forces, I feel like the country would feel more safer.
Yeah. You see, you know what I would say? I would switch it. I'd say Bernie, Kamala as vice president.
Yeah.
Just so if whatever happens to Bernie, she's able to take
You mean
out.
When? You mean when it happens to Bernie?
We don't know. We don't know that.
The thing for me is, you know how, I don't want to say Americans are generalized, but you know, like the idea that they have of African countries is that we've got all these old, dusty men in positions of leadership.
Yeah.
But look what they're about to do. They're about to go from an orange whose sell-by date is way by, and now they're about to replace them with some guy who should be in a dry fruit package somewhere and be like, best sell-by date, eat at your own discretion.
My thing is, his policies are still amazing.
You know what? If I was Senator Yang or if I was Mr. Brooks, whatever one of those people were, I would have mentored myself towards Bernie and looked at what I liked and what I didn't like and adapt those policies to it, because we're all in the same boat.
But Bernie is not a Democrat.
That's the thing. However, but if you look at their listings, you know what I mean? There's no gray area. You know, with us, we've just got many political parties.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean if you vote for ANC, you could have liberal values, but you can be a Republican of nature, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas with them, there's kind of these two sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Bernie, when I was actually looking at their ratings, I was thinking to myself, you know, if Bernie were to create his own green thing and be like, this is a mixture of Republican and Democrat and come together, then maybe create a hybrid of what those two things are.
Probably, man. Yeah, and I think someone like Bernie, bro, would create like free education for African Americans. I wouldn't be surprised.
Look, some of the things, you know, some of his heartstring pulls, and every politician's got them. Some of the things he was talking about is like, I don't know if this was for unemployed or this is for just general Americans, whatever. He was talking about a monthly stipend that every American would get a certain amount if under a certain pay grade or that.
Dude.
Those are the type of things that build communities. That's where the focus needs to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, although I have a preference of who the American president should be, right now all I want is someone who's got the human skill, just the compassion that certain issues that are happening in America right now to be able to have.
Yeah, but Bernie just said you're stupid.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But
sometimes I feel like that's what's needed.
Yeah, that's definitely what's needed.
I think so, bro. Like he, a kid is like, I think school is unnecessary. Like, I think you're stupid.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's true. Like you can't say that.
I mean, Gary Vee would argue that point, but I mean,
and I don't know, man. But I think for me, next president, still Donald Trump. He's going to wipe the floor with them.
You know what? I'm not sure. I think
I'm rooting for the Democrats.
I'm rooting for Bernie. My personal wish list is between Yang and Kamala and Brooks, right? Those are kind of like my wish list. Because I think the other guys, listen, there's no hurry.
Yeah.
There's another 4 years you can wait.
Yeah.
The change that we need can lie within those three young guys.
Yeah.
I think that Bernie has right now Bernie has the best shot at getting it. I feel like Bernie's in that same space that Hillary was in.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
People knows his reputation, that kind of thing, whatever. So he can move up the ranks faster.
Yeah.
The problem is that Bernie needs some black girl magic to stand up against Donald Trump.
Mm.
Because whereas Hillary was composed during those final arguments, debates, and that kind of thing, I feel like Kamala knows how to click her tongue and give that guy some ghetto. He won't know where to hide. I'm telling you that, like, we should pay money to see that debate.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if any of those guys go up against, like, I'm telling you, man, people, like, this is even going to be bigger than the Mayweather.
Talk about engineered viral videos.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I promise you, like, the last thing people want to see is, like, two prehistoric white people fighting over America again on this stage.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All I know is Donald Trump is going to win, so.
We should probably... I think his time's up, though. Yeah? I feel like even the Republicans are kind of like...
The Democrats are their own worst nightmare. I trust the incompetence of the Democrat Party.
Oh, man. Yeah. Get it together!
Yeah.
Anyway, so... The other day on The All Brilliant...
Yes.
Still haven't found a flaw with it.
Yes.
Still haven't found a dislike with it, Spotify.
Oh, wow.
I'm... listening to a playlist
yes.
on... Listen, by the way, I feel like Spotify, can't say this enough, playlists are everything.
Yeah, of course.
I've never listened to a playlist on Spotify that I've been like, ah, oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
On iTunes, though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Nah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm listening to a thing and, you know, they've got like the heart or the like. I don't know, what are you going to call it? A like?
Yeah, maybe.
Like while the song's playing, you can heart it. It goes to your favorites.
Yeah.
Maybe favorite it goes to your favorites. And then you can listen to all your favorite songs. Spotify really needs to pay me for this. Yeah. And then I'm listening to the song.
This could be a sponsored ad.
Someone at the Spotify offices need to wake up.
Demi Lovato, get on it.
Yeah. So I'm listening to the song and it's like the third time that the song's come up on my playlist. I'm really digging it, right? I go only to find out that this track is a Whitney Houston track.
Oh my. Yeah.
And so I don't mean like a Whitney Houston track from like back in the day. Like I didn't know this was Whitney. I'm talking about a new release. Like it's a song that Whitney recorded before she died.
She's
on the DJ. The song's popping.
This is the reason why people still think Tupac is alive. People are going to start saying that Whitney Houston is still alive.
Yeah. Listen, but listen, Whitney was dead before she was dead, my guy. you know Whitney was dead before she was dead.
So
this was just my question, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about the hologram tours.
Yes.
And like, if we were to do a hologram tour of like Wacko Jacko at Times Square Arena, would you go?
No. I don't go for anyone, bruh.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you're the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Should artists who passed away, right... Like, for example, if an Aaliyah album would drop tomorrow, should these albums be dropping?
I have no idea, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's about money. And I'm sure, like, their estate probably... I mean, they wouldn't mind having
that's,
the money.
That's the biggest thing that they were fighting, I think about Whitney's... hologram tour.
Yeah.
They were kind of saying that it's the idea of manager, family members, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because while Whitney was alive, that's where their salaries were coming from.
Yeah.
Now, minus Whitney, they don't have this artist to manage anymore that's kind of bringing in the cash.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
The money's done.
So if you really, so it's not she's releasing music, it's kind of just like, oh, this is what we have.
Yeah.
And this is what we're pushing out.
Yeah.
The problem for me is that, I mean, like, I can't remember who it was, but someone, I think it was Sam Smith, was saying that for his one album, he had something like 100 songs.
Yeah, and they just sifted through.
They sifted through.
Come on, dog.
Here's the thing for me. I'm like, listen, if this guy recorded 100 songs and he wasn't happy with them, there's only 12. If he passes away, is
those
this really the music? Is this really the music that he wanted us to hear?
That's a good question.
Because remember, before Adele gave us... Was it 21 or 25? 25 is the last one.
Sorry, I
don't whatever know. Last one with Hello was on. Yeah. Do you remember that she recorded an entire album?
Mm.
She took it to either her music producer or a manager, yeah, and they were just like, Adele, this is not you.
Yeah.
And she was even like, she was like, yeah, you know what, this is not. And then she recorded that album, which we now know as Adele's album.
Yeah.
So if she had to die,
I'm sure she was turning up doing some trap.
You know what I mean? And so now she's here, and then they give us this album, and we kind of like, imagine like you're dead. Your song doesn't, like, you're used to, like, you're Mariah Carey. Your music goes to number one. You pass away. Some idiot decides to release something. Now you're like down here with like
with you know those in the forest in the rain.
Exactly, like you're down here.
The
like,
sun, but I'm up, but I'm not down.
Exactly, and so now you're like you're just like down here with all the bottom feeders.
I mean, Mariah Carey can't sing anymore. So I mean,
you know, if there's anyone who's not afraid to find our phone numbers and drag the heck out of us, it's that woman. So I would be careful. Because she's got the time now. I mean, it's not like she's doing anything much. She's got the time to pick up the phone and call you directly.
Yo, yeah, from a billionaire. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. That didn't work out. Ah, so maybe she doesn't have money.
You know what? Let's just move on, right?
She doesn't have airtime. So
One of the things that used to annoy me, but has quickly become one of my favorite things.
No.
Yes.
Don't you dare.
Yes. Has become one of my all-time favorite things.
No.
When I go to a restaurant,
no,
you best believe,
no,
either before I go there, when I sit down, my first question is, do you guys use paper straws?
No. No. Look. If straws, plastic straws are going to destroy the world, then does the world really need to be here to exist? Does it really?
Wow.
Nah, dog, I'm fine, bruh. The world can go, dog.
That, okay.
We can get rid of plastic anyway.
That is the Republicanist thing you have ever said.
Don't replace my straws, dog.
Listen, plastic is an issue. Not only plastic straws. You know like how plastic bags, one of the biggest issues. I'm talking about South Africa as a country.
Yeah, it was South Africa's national flower. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, we fought through that, like, now we've got to pay for them,
mm-hmm,
and people have come up with, I still think people kind of use the same amount, because do you even blink twice if the cashier asks you,
no,
do you want a plastic bag or not?
You know they incorporated that in your the price
before anything has happened. The thing is, plastic in general, not just straws, paper, plastic bottles, plastic bags, plastic straws.
Yeah.
Anything plastic is what's killing, and that's the entire earth, not just South Africa and our beautiful beaches out here. So the problem is, if we're still looking at another 4 years of Trump and possibly another 100 years before Jesus comes back and just saves us all.
Yes.
Do you want to live in a world where your children doesn't know that at one stage the ocean was blue or that there were actually animals living in that ocean?
Because of plastic straws.
Yes.
Then fine. They don't need to know that.
Oh my God. Listen, you sound like you could go and work for Trump's party right now and deny that global warming is happening.
No. I don't deny any of that. I don't even deny that plastic is bad for the environment. All I'm saying, get rid of all plastic. Leave my plastic straws alone.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, before I put you on a guilt trip here, what is your problem with paper straws?
It tastes bad. It makes whatever you're drinking taste bad. And then
now
yeah,
I've got to call you out to be a hypocrite.
And then wait. And then I'm drinking freaking milkshake. But then like now the straw, like I don't like it melts because you know what paper does. And now like I can't even suck the milkshake anymore because it's like
so. Why don't you just get a second straw before that one deteriorates?
And you don't know that it's deteriorated until it's deteriorated.
Because you don't know how to use a paper straw. You gotta learn how to use a paper straw. I just need to back up a little bit. So you tasted the paper straw?
No, but when you're drinking, right?
Yeah.
The taste of the paper comes through.
So then, why are you refusing to chew a chappy with its paper on if you?
That is the exact reason why I don't like paper straws. That is why I don't like paper straws.
Listen, here's
and
the
that's
thing.
Why I will not eat chappies with the paper on.
Listen, don't say never. We'll never. Get there one day. Okay, never. We'll get there one day. We'll do a mukbang with just papers with chappies.
Nah.
Okay? Listen, here's the thing. My friend also had the same issue that the straw would melt in his drink, right? So I said to him, I was like, listen, whenever we go get something to drink, especially when we're traveling, you know, we're at Mug and Bean, one of those places, pushing your paper straw, we're drinking, we enjoy iced coffees.
Yes.
And I think, like, it obviously melts at a certain time, the straw, right? So I'm just like, why don't you get a straw? Listen, I don't have that problem. I don't understand why you guys have that problem.
What do you mean?
I don't have. Listen, for one thing, he said to me, right? We get there. We're standing at Mug and Bean. We're ordering our iced coffees. It's funny because we share the same birthday.
Yes.
Almost at the same time,
yes.
We both say iced coffee to the lady across the thing. And then when we go find straws, I'm like, I'm so glad they've got paper straws. And then he kind of had the exact same answer that you did. And here I am saying, I'm like, listen, first of all, I've never experienced it. I've seen it stand there for like at least 30 minutes and then it happened. But who the heck is drinking their drink for 30 minutes?
I am!
And listen, 30 minutes is nothing compared to 30 years.
Oh my goodness. How are we even having this argument, bro?
Because I just feel like it's something so relevant. I feel like paper straws are something that needs
to be taken seriously. Here's another crucial thing about paper straws and plastic straws.
Yeah.
You can't even chew on it.
Your reasons. Your reasons. Listen.
The world can go.
If this debate has taught me anything, you are ready, my friend, to be the next president of the United States of America.
It's fine, bro.
They're going to love you there.
My son doesn't need to see rhinos, giraffes.
Oh, my God.
If it means we get rid of all plastic, except
plastic. You know who said it's all of you guys who sit in your air-conditioned offices all day. Listen to me. And you need to, and you're drinking and you're complaining because your beverage is melting too quickly or the straw is not competent enough. You need to go out to the Kruger National Park and see that rhino face to face and then tell me that those things don't matter.
But it's fine because they're extinct now. So like,
I don't know. I don't know what the heck. You know what?
It's fine.
Maybe we should just move on.
Okay? Our children will never.
Let's just both agree. It's fine. Let's just both agree that paper straws are the future and they're here to stay.
They are, but it's fine. You know what's gonna happen. Later on, a restaurant is gonna make the bold move of introducing plastic straws again, and they're gonna whoop all the restaurants. But
the problem is, I don't think it's a preference. I feel like whether it's your preference or not. You have got to.
But okay, my thing is, let's keep the same energy then. Okay. You can't use plastic when you make TVs now.
Okay.
So now you understand that means now you're buying the same TV now.
We're talking about longevity here. You understand? TVs are not being dumped into dump sites by the millions.
Okay, then why can't we do this then? Why can't we do this? That when you leave the restaurant, I'm not taking my straw with me and I'm going to throw it in the parking lot.
It doesn't matter where. Where do those straws go to?
I don't know. Don't they recycle them?
Do you know what percentage of those straws get recycled?
Like 85%.
And into what?
Unless they're
building roads with them, or unless they
into new straws.
Okay, you need to. If that's going to be a petition, then that's the petition that we're going to have to run with. However,
no, but it is true.
I am not feeling. Listen, if it was true, then why would they stop doing? If plastic wasn't a problem,
if you Google Kauai stuff, they even write on their straws and stuff, say that 85% of this product will be recycled.
I don't think of this product.
Mm. And it's been made from recycled material.
I believe the cup, but I don't believe the plastic top and the straw.
The plastic
is probably the part of the 100, the part of the other 100 that's not there. The 85% is probably the cup, because the cup is biodegradable.
I mean, I don't know. Okay, then why can't you make biodegradable?
Listen, I am not a company that makes straws or don't. as a citizen,
that's what I'm saying.
As a citizen, what is my responsibility is to make sure that I'm not contributing to the hole in the sky.
Okay, fine. And then paper. What about paper?
Paper's biodegradable.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why do you think that they focus? Do you think that they replace paper, plastic with paper, if the paper wasn't biodegradable?
Okay, that's a good point. Never thought of it.
Anyway. So the other day while I was busy browsing my Instagram, I follow Netflix on Instagram.
Yes.
Came across an advert for the new season of 13 Reasons Why. I feel like it's becoming 15 or 17 Reasons Why. Have you seen the trailer since you're the trailer guy?
13 seasons.
Oh my god, please don't. Please don't say that, my friend. Please don't say that. Have you seen the trailer for it?
No, I haven't.
Season one, we're listening to the tapes to find out why Hannah Baker killed
Brilliant
herself.
Brilliant series.
Brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Second season.
Unnecessary.
Second season, unnecessary. We kind of, it's the same story, but from someone else's perspective.
Are there other people?
Yeah. So remember in season one, we were listening to the tapes.
Yeah.
But then in season two, it was kind of.
The rape thing.
Yeah, the rape thing, and from the people's perspective. Season three, someone's killed Bryce. You remember Bryce, who was the jock who raped Hannah? Do you remember Bryce?
And you see, you know what they're gonna do now.
Yeah,
they're gonna start humanizing him.
Yeah, I don't know what the plot is because obviously I don't think it's out yet. I haven't watched it. But what they have is that someone has now killed him.
Yeah,
and it's now moving from that social topic, those social topics like suicide and drug abuse and sexuality and those things. It's now moving over to like a crime investigation type thing, because out of all of the people who were Bryce's friends and all of the people who were involved, everyone has got a reason to have, is each of these people now trying to find out which of these people killed Bryce.
Yeah, and guess what? Bryce has 13 tapes.
No ways. No ways. Listen, I'm out. 13 Reasons Why is now 13 Reasons Why
not to watch it.
Why not to watch it?
Yeah.
Listen, the problem is, you know, whenever these Netflix things, like remember Stranger Things?
Yeah.
The second and the third one, I was completely against it. And I was just like, it's not gonna play out well.
Yeah.
We're not gonna enjoy it. But when the third one came out, I was like, okay, I get it.
The thing is, I enjoyed all three.
Yeah, I just didn't enjoy two. Two I didn't enjoy, but three I did.
The third one, what is that one again? Oh, yeah, but the third one is like, why? Why are you trying to get this thing, the mind flinger, back into our universe? Like, for what reason? But, yeah. That's whatever.
So, I was like, you know what, let me not, say too much, because next thing you know, I'm here saying how fantastic 13 Reasons was. Why anyway, the Jesus Preach story, remember we were like, we're talking about
the Kenyan guy who brought Jesus from heaven. Apparently that was fake.
Was that from heaven?
Mm.
The thing is that we didn't really report on the story. We're talking about the issues surrounding
it.
You know what I mean? So I feel like whether it's fake or not.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's worth noting, because some Bushiro follower, I mean they have good connections with the Kenyan pastor.
Yeah,
they came out and they said, "Where's the media now?" Because when someone's saying that Jesus came, everyone gets offended, rightly so.
Yeah,
but the pastor never said that. Like, it was never advertised like that.
Here's the thing about African pastors, right? It's the same way, like, if you are convicted of 10 felonies.
Yes.
And then you get acquitted of one, but you've got 9 behind your name. This is their one.
Nah, dog.
This is their one.
But how do you know for that specific pastor?
Listen, not for that. I feel like, listen, to the media. The media is not here to give off the best impression of any church.
No, but that's still wrong.
The media is here to call us. The media is here.
That's still wrong.
I know, but this is what's happening. Yeah. The media report, every time the media reports on a church, unless it's a small town newspaper, it's about how we helped people with groceries or we did whatever, whatever, whatever. The big publicity stunt media, every time they talk about the church, it's because we're a joke, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, is that if they pick up on something, they're going to run with that something. The problem is that for us was our one time that we could actually, because how do they like, well, if that other guy was dead and not dead and kind of dead and that one ate petrol and that one ate grass, whatever, it's kind of in the, they don't want to report on the good things we do.
Yeah, I understand. But like, isn't that kind of the same thing as saying, oh, black people are like this? Oh, yeah, no, that one, oh, those exonerated five, no, they didn't rape them.
Yeah.
But the other ones did.
Yeah.
That's... So like, so in the same way, we should also take responsibility, because if we don't say, like, okay, fine, like, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Then we're just as guilty as they are.
Yeah.
And we're not spreading the message of saying, okay, fine. Even though, and dude, as I said at the beginning, it's like a Bushiri type ministry.
Yeah.
So, like, my thing is spreading lies about them is not converting anyone, because they know it's lies. Yeah. And the people who are getting converted know that we're talking lies. Yeah. That is a lie.
Is, like, was it really a big deal, though?
Yeah, it was. It was a huge deal.
Why do you think it was a big deal?
It broke news all over the world, dog.
The thing for me is, I feel like whether that or the grass thing or the petrol, like...
What?
Just all the same.
What do you mean? But the petrol thing didn't go to the US.
It didn't?
It didn't.
Well, like, for me, the thing is, like, these gimmicks are the... I just don't know what difference it's making.
What do you mean?
Like, in the sense of, okay, like, when that news... Did that church decrease in number?
No, it probably increased.
Are people not... If it's not true, is it gonna now increase? Probably. Are people now... Like,
probably
so,
increased.
So when the news broke, is the non-Christian going, well, I knew that these Christians are full of shit?
Yes.
Right? And now that if they were to run a story and be like, oh, it was fake news, is the non-Christian now going, oh?
No, the non-Christian is probably saying, oh, all you Christians who are condemning them, you see this is how the church is.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't send a good message as Christians.
But I feel like the way we used our platform, which I'm glad, because normally we're very opinionated about a lot of things. Yes. I was glad that we used our platform not to condemn or call them out.
Yeah, we just condemned the situation.
Like, I mean, I remember the conversation that we had was really around, is Jesus not the guest speaker every week?
Yeah, and I understand that. But it's kind of the same way when who's that woman that you don't like who throws subliminals saying stuff like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
I got
and
you.
So we throw something out and then... We don't talk about it even when it's corrected.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh no, we're still endorsing.
Yeah.
Whereas we can come out and say, fine, maybe we weren't explicitly saying something against them, but just also realize that it was also fake news.
Okay. In that sense, I really, because when I saw it in the production notes, I was kind of like, why is it important that we even mention it? However, I do see in this instance why.
Also with us, dog, like, there are many instances also in our church, our former church, where we were we were accused of other things, like being homophobic.
Yeah.
Which is untrue, because if you had come to one of our services, you would know there were a lot of people of the LGBT community that came to our church services.
Look, I think the problem in that instance is always that, remember that the church always gets judged on the pastor. You know what I mean? Like, for example, there are very few instances where I've asked someone, they've made a comment about their church based on the person who's the representative of their church. You understand?
Okay.
Like, for example, like, the news was about this pastor who invited Jesus. You know what I mean? The congregants just get painted with that same... Maybe in the congregation, there would have been people who are kind of like, this isn't real, this isn't true.
Yeah.
But the entire church gets painted just by...
That.
By that. Remember, like, when Pastor Andre of Rivers Church made a comment during one of his services?
Yeah.
The entire church got called racist. Really? Everyone. People, like, even on the radio. Anele and them were all saying, they were like, if you go to that church, you're racist or you are race, whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I don't think you understand how this thing works. Yeah. Just because the man on top, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel you. I think I understand that.
Yeah. So I just feel like with the media, it's the faster you can release the story or the quicker the news can break, whatever. It's just
been, and it's more wrong beneficial. And it needs to be condemned.
It's just more beneficial.
Whoever wrote that story needs to be fired because that's not... journalists need to have integrity. And that's...
I also think it's like one of those platforms where... You know, like for example, like who holds the Daily Sun accountable?
But the thing is that they're not journalists.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Compared to ENCA.
Yeah. Did the story run on ENCA?
Yeah, there was no eyewitness news. But you see, but that's the thing. Like, it's like, and you know, like, I'm against cancel culture. Someone will be like, but KG, hi, you call for someone's job to be fired, right?
Yeah.
I'm an auditor by profession.
Yeah.
I have to have integrity. If it's found that I don't have integrity, I will get fired. Because if no one trusts me, like, what good am I being an auditor?
Look,
which is the same as a journalist. Yeah. Journalists are held to the same decorum.
Remember that getting fired is a consequence of your action. It's not cancel.
Mm.
Because if that's why I'm saying for you that those are two different things, is that they can't say, if you're not for cancel culture, why call for the journalist to be fired? Because that's a consequence of your action. We're not saying you must never be a journalist again.
Yeah.
We're saying that that is the consequence of an action he took.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're not saying, because we're against cancel culture, that everyone can just do whatever they want to and they'll just always be forgiving. The thing is, there are consequences to what you do.
Yeah.
But if you fail as a journalist one time, you can apply for another job. And we, when we see you on TV again, we're not going to base you on that.
I'm not going to believe you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So then, is that your cancel culture impartiality?
Kinda. No, but that's because, as I said, I as a, I'll give an example. There was an engineer in Cape Town who built a road that fell.
Yeah.
Right? He made one mistake. He probably forgot a decimal point in a number.
Yeah.
The bridge collapsed and it fell. Now, if you're the person hiring engineers, this person comes in and another person comes in, who are you giving the job to?
Yeah, so is that not cancel culture?
No, wait. Just, I'm listen, going there.
Yeah, for me, obviously, you've got a track record here.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I, as an auditor, right?
Yeah.
If I say I've seen an invoice that I didn't see, I may not get a job again.
Yeah.
In the same way, as a journalist, it's your job. Like, you're held to that code of conduct.
Yes.
You know the ramifications of it.
Yeah.
It's not the same as someone who said something 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Who's grown and understands the error of their ways.
So if this engineer were to 10 years take a break and go back to school and learn again and come back, are you going to hire them?
Yeah, I'd think about it.
Okay.
Unlike hiring him right on the spot.
Yeah, like that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not for cancel culture, but I am for rehabilitation culture.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, like, yeah, I can't.
Because listen, that. Maybe, well, listen, if I was working for the Daily Sun today and I released something weird that, like, the moon stole my cheese or something crazy like that, whatever, and then next month I start working at the Sunday Times and then they start teaching me about things like ethics and work procedure and protocol and that kind of thing, whatever, and I become a journalist like that, now where does my...
Yeah, but you see, but like, even with that, that's a good example. If you're on the Daily Sun, right, and then now you go into an interview, you're the Mail and Guardian interviewer.
Yeah.
And this guy says, oh no, I wrote him for the Daily Sun. Are you hiring that person?
Yeah, not me.
But if that person went to a journalist school, did like 14 years, got distinctions and came back.
The thing for me is that it's a certain type of person who would write for the Daily Sun. Are you still that person?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but the fact of the matter is that you like changed your trajectory and obviously in a different space.
Yeah.
And you feel as though you can't go back there and that's why you're here.
Yeah. So, over the weekend, I went to see your queen on the big screen.
Hey.
And personally,
yeah,
I think that your 9, what was it, 10 out of 9 or 11 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Listen, my friend, I have never been, like, I wasn't even disappointed. Like, you know, like, normally it's like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I moved beyond that. I wasn't angry and I wasn't disappointed. I'm just nothing.
Did you hear what Sirius just said?
What?
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. I also, that's how I felt when I was watching. Listen, I don't, you know, like, I understand. My one friend posted his status and said, listen, this is not the Lion King my kids are going to. And I agree with him 150% because that, I don't know what that was.
You guys are haters, man.
Listen, I don't know. They should have not called that.
Let's forget the ratings.
They should have not called that. They should have not called that, I don't know, a remake. Or an, they should have called that a, they should have called that a documentary. Ooh. They should have called it a documentary of what they thought the Lion King would be like in real life.
Got a 7.2 out of 10.
Yo, I don't know who.
Actually, this is the original. Rotten Tomatoes actually gave the original 53%.
Listen, I don't know. I felt like the story was so disjointed. In trying to make it real,
yeah.
The story was so disjointed. Like, I felt like we were here, then we were there, then we were here, then we were there. Listen, when I watched the Avengers, people were clapping and cheering in that cinema because they were passionate about what was happening.
Yeah.
You could drop your smarties.
But, like, you know, you even can't compare.
Listen,
that,
even when they broke out into Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, but dude, you can't compare the Lion King to Avengers.
I heard little kids in that cinema giggle one time.
Dude, but
do you know how much joy the original brings? Even if you and I were sitting here and watching it right now, do you know how much joy that movie would bring to our lives? We'd have the best weekend ever.
Nah, you guys are haters, man.
I am telling you that. Listen, there was the one thing I did appreciate is that there was no when you were introduced to Nala as a young adult and it was Beyonce's voice, like, you had to listen. Okay, this is Beyonce's voice. Mm. However, first of all, there were times during that fight scene where she was like, "Lions, get information." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Beyonce is gonna get this lion." I was like, "Are you guys serious right now? Are you guys real?" I was like, "These lions," and it happened. So the first time it happened, I was kind of like, "Okay, well, it's Beyonce."
She said it
the second time again, and then Beyonce's moment in the movie as Nala fighting the lead hyena, and showing how, like, I understand that there's always more to stories, but I kind of felt like we threw Beyonce $1 million bone there to give her a moment in the movie. Nala is not the main character, Simba is. If anyone was going to kill one of those hyenas, it would have been
Simba,
first of all. Second of all,
what happened to feminism? Huh?
What? Listen, this is Disney, my nigga. This is Disney. No. I don't know. I just, you know, I said that during the movie, I was being polite because I was invited.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, you know, like, if we go together to the movies,
yes,
it's like a friendship time together. Maybe we could be like, if we both like that movie sucked.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, if none of us are saying anything, we just let it be what it's going to be type of thing, whatever. Personally, for me, I don't say The Lion King sucks. I thought, the thing is, for me, I was like, so many creative people. I felt like the stars in that movie overwhelmed the directors so much. They didn't realize that there was so many breaking. And the thing is, I'm sitting in the movie, I'm thinking to myself, listen, you probably don't have the experience that these directors have. You're not even a percent of the star that those people are, whatever. What is your opinion? Then I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? I feel like as a viewer and as a person who this movie has been made for, I feel like I get to tell you like, if my favorite artists make stupid music, I get to say, nah, bro, you missed it, yeah.
Yeah. I get it, man. I don't feel the same.
I just...
But you did do something unfair, though. You compared Lion King to Avengers. You can't do that.
Listen, I don't care if it's unfair because that's the way I felt. If you're passionate about film, you're going to be passionate when someone executes something right. I don't know the history of Avengers, but I know as a film goer, a film enthusiast, when I'm watching that movie, I don't need to know the background of everyone. That was good. That was good cinematic value.
Yes. The only movie you can ever compare to the Avengers is Avatar. That's it.
Okay, this coming from the person who gave this adaptation of The Lion King 11 out of 10.
No. This is objective fact, because the Avengers just beat the Avatar as a top grossing.
But that's why I'm saying
of all time.
That's what I'm saying. This movie had the potential to do the same thing.
Nah.
I'm telling you. Listen, I think we're looking so much at this waterless story that we're missing the point that this is the Lion King.
What should they have done?
I feel like they shouldn't have done this whole, like, you know, like Aladdin?
Yeah.
They did it with real, is it real people?
Yeah.
You know, like real characters. They brought the characters to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was watching The Lion King, I feel like, first of all, they took a subject matter that shouldn't have to. Because these lions, it's an animation. This is not like an animation of a human being and now we're trying to make them something. If they didn't have an answer...
That's a good observation.
You know what I mean? If they didn't have the answer to this thing, they should have left it alone.
But don't you think that what made it, like, its biggest strength was its biggest weakness? The fact that they tried to make it too realistic.
Yeah, they made it so realistic that they even forgot they were making it realistic when they made that poor lion eat bugs. So it was unrealistic for him to do some things, but then realistic for him to do other things.
Yeah, see, yeah, but yeah, I understand. Yeah,
and then there were also some moments for me. Okay, never mind about the realistic unrealistic, because I feel like that's like likes and opinions. Yeah. The thing for me is also there were moments in the movie that didn't move me. Like, for example, you know, there's the moment in the beginning where Mufasa takes Simba out onto the Pride Rock and then says to him, everything that the light touches is our kingdom. You know, like, that's like a wow moment, right? Yeah. Didn't get it. The second moment is Simba comes to
tell... You missed one, but yeah, I'll tell you another one.
Simba comes to tell Nala about the secret place they're going to that the parents mustn't, and it's bath time.
Yeah.
And Simba is supposed to have a bath with his mom at that time.
Yeah.
In the movie, if you're watching the animation of that movie, you'll see how that scene portrayed so much community amongst the lions. These babies are getting whatever, didn't get it, right?
Okay.
There are so many other scenes, even when Mufasa died. I was so afraid to watch that movie because I didn't know what was going to happen when this nigga died.
But I got those feelings again.
But I was kind of like, you know why? The setup, you know when Scar runs to tell Mufasa that Simba is in the thing?
Yeah.
If you watch the moment in the Disney thing where Scar just runs to Mufasa and he's like, hyenas in the Pride Land.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's going down. You're just freaked out. There's all this noise and whatever. It played out in the movie like I was watching something from Nat Geo.
Nah, yo, here's about the haters, man.
Listen, my friend.
For me, it underwhelmed me. I wouldn't lie. When Rafiki, you know, like in the Circle of Life and you lifted up Simba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That for me was...
And like, did that not set the tone for those moments?
Gosh.
You know the thing for me, one of... like, I remember I asked you about Hakuna Matata that they kind of do... Me, one of my favorite songs in the entire movie, besides I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah. They nerfed that one.
One of my all-time is Scar's one. You know, the
Be
death
prepared.
For the death of the king.
Yeah.
There was no drama.
Yeah.
There was nothing. You know what? Yeah. It didn't even matter because you know in the animation, yeah, there's that. All this lava and the thing and whatever. Yeah. However, that is one of Scar's moments in the movie.
Yeah.
And come there, I was like, what the heck is this mountain lion doing?
Nah, I get it.
Yeah. And also...
When Rafiki didn't, like, beat Simba with that stick also, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, and even when he finally did come to the...
He was so unused. Oh,
you know what else didn't happen? You know what else didn't happen?
Yeah.
Mufasa did not say to Simba the line that probably built our faith.
What?
That I'm telling you, a line that has been there. You have forgotten who you are, and so you have forgotten me.
Ooh.
He did not say, you know, when I was like, listen, I understand it's all, they're trying to make this realistic so the clouds are not going to roll in the way they did.
Yeah, I know, but
I was waiting for him to say those words that you have forgotten. I don't know which way it is, but you have forgotten who you are, so you have forgotten me or something, whatever. I was waiting for the delivery of that line and...
But John Oliver was good.
No.
John Oliver
did
was
he
good.
Play the voice of Mufasa?
Zazu.
Yeah, Zazu.
Zazu was good.
Timon and
Seth Rogen was also good.
The voice
good.
Of Mufasa was great.
Yeah.
Because it didn't sound any different. Who was the last voice? Was it Morgan Freeman?
No.
Okay, but Mufasa, for me, that was a Mufasa voice.
Yeah.
Zazu was a Mufasa voice. Timon and Pumbaa were great.
Simba, it's Childish Gambino. Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
I felt like, come you know, on. They dropped a couple of millennial things, like modern day millennial things in there. They just brought it out. This is not Moana.
No, that's cool, bro. Childish Gambino was dope, bro. He was a dope.
Is Childish Gambino? Yeah, Simba.
When he was grown up.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah. The thing is, because also Childish Gambino, unless you like, you don't. I don't think people who are not fans of his pick up immediately this is Childish because he's not a pop culture. Like, he's in pop culture, but he's not a reference yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I thought that was cool. However, it, like, for me, it was a bit lackluster throughout it. I don't know. I felt like Beyonce, because you know the thing is, if Beyonce is on this podcast,
yes,
even though she's recording her bit in the United States,
you
feel it that Beyonce is on this project. My personal opinion is that every person who worked in that movie was so overwhelmed by the Queen Bee that they let certain things slide. And it's just not on.
I don't know. I think, fine, I'm persuaded by arguments. I'll drop the points by 0.5. I still think it was a good movie. I think yes, the original one was way better.
Yeah.
I do grant that. But I don't know. I think
the only heartache for me is that for some kids, this is the version of The Lion King that they're going to know.
But for some kids, they won't want, it wouldn't interest them to watch.
Yeah, because listen, you've got to really pay attention. Mm. You know, like, especially the movements of the animation one is intentional. Like, when they're excited, they jump side to side, whatever. With this one, you're literally watching a meerkat's behavior with a voiceover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which sometimes I'd look at it and I'd be like, damn, like, I don't know if it's animation or what kind of design this is, but this is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you feel like it's real.
Yeah.
And also the world of The Lion King, I don't know, like, between Pride Rock and I understand that they made it as African because that's actually the African jungle that they were in. Although in the animation, you kind of feel like Simba's in like a world away from. And then also, Nala in the Disney one, Nala stumbles upon Simba. She's just out hunting.
Yeah.
In the movie, she says to them, she's going to go look for Simba.
Yeah. Look for help.
Yeah, she's going to go look. So I'm just like, what's happening? So... Hey guys, I'm gonna go look for help. Hey, guess what? It's Iron Man.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Listen, I really gave them the benefit of the doubt. So.
Because the other thing is, they were saying they wanted to tie up loose ends also. Because what you would ask yourself also is, why the heck was Nala there to begin with? But
I want to know.
I will admit, maybe what they should have done is not tell, say, I'm gonna go look for help. after Nala's day, then she can sort of mention that I came here to find help.
I want
to
know who these people are who watched The Lion King. If you watched it either when you were my age or younger or older, I want to know who are these congregation of people who said, there's just too many loose ends here.
Ah, dude.
Who are these people?
For me, I think I needed a better closure, dog.
Just about what I told you, the only thing that you change about The Lion King for us to live happily ever after is Mufasa not dying.
No, and then one more thing.
We can live happily
ever after. I don't understand why Scar was like that.
Didn't you have that theory about...
I didn't have the theory. The movie confirmed it.
Did they show that in the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Weren't you watching?
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I hated it.
So I think that was cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Even like the time that she's leaving Pride Rock to go and find Simba.
Yes.
She's hiding. Zazu kind of creates a decoy for her to leave.
Yeah.
You know, at the end when the hyenas overhear Scar... Mm. Saying something, whatever. There was too much explanation. And I felt like he could have talked his way out of it. Dainas didn't have to kill him.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's what happened in the original one.
Yeah, but the thing, you see, in the original, the cut and plays were flowing together. You understand? Mm. With this, it was a cut to another cut. So in this cut, they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. And they're talking so much that the next cut that they're adding onto it is kind of like, it's too Nat Geo. Like, it's too national. Like, you switch it on. It's like, why the population of whales are decreasing? Here's a big surprise.
I don't even know what that means, but it's fine.
Okay. So. Yeah.
There was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There was a drug dealer who was caught. Dressed up like his daughter to try like get out of prison. I don't know if you heard about that.
So he's in prison.
Yes.
And he's dressed up as his daughter.
Yes.
To escape.
Yeah. To sort of be like, you're the one who told me this.
Yeah, I'm like, the thing is, the reason I'm like, because sometimes we having a conversation that people have no idea what the thing is about. So he's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And so what he does is to create, I don't know if it's called a decoy, but he dresses up as his daughter.
Yeah.
Wanting to fool the guards in, because I mean, he thought that the guards were going to show up.
Yeah.
And be like, why are you in here?
Yeah.
And then they think that he escaped and left his daughter.
Yeah.
But... never played out that way. They found out, because I mean, like, the thing is, I looked at the photo the moment I saw it, I started laughing.
Don't lie.
I did. I thought started it was a laughing.
General girl, dog.
You did?
I did. I thought it was like, I saw the picture and I was like, oh wow, that's his daughter. Until they started taking it off, I'm like, oh, okay.
Listen, I don't like, I started laughing immediately. I don't know if it was like the little tank top or I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I started laughing immediately because I was like, I think that's a grown-ass man. Or you have a daughter with really good bone structure.
Oh, wow.
one of the two. But anyway, then the story escalated, which I didn't know about.
Yeah. So, a day later, he kills himself.
Yeah. Like, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, there's sometimes I see topics and stuff. I just write them down, part of the production notes. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll read up on it. I'll check it out, whatever. This is not one of those stories. I know the basics about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even, like, I was so caught up on the fact that he did try to pull this off.
Yeah.
I knew that it didn't work.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it escalated.
Dude.
I did not know that it escalated.
And my thing is, bro, you probably ruined so many people's lives by dealing drugs. The people whose lives got ruined, who are addicted, who are trying to get out of it, who haven't killed themselves.
Okay.
As yet, I mean, but are struggling to get out of this addiction because of you, and you just chose the easy way out. Like,
that's a cop out. Yeah, that's a really that's a really dark place to go. Yeah. I just, like, the thing is, you don't always think about it that way.
Yeah,
you know, like, even what is this thing that I enjoy that I enjoyed watching on Netflix was, who was the drug lord?
Narcos.
Like, yes. I really enjoyed watching it, but it's from the perspective, like, you don't really see the consequences of what they're doing. You're only seeing, like, the lifestyle. Like, they're always in danger. There's a lot of money around there. Yeah. There's women, children, that kind of thing. But you don't actually see the... You're always like, why don't these cops just leave them alone? Like, this is such a cool lifestyle. Like, leaving with his guns and all of his houses and stuff like that. But then you don't realize that...
There's aftermath.
That there's aftermath to it. So the reason why I had written about The Little Mermaid at the end was because I saw that they casted... what is her name? Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's settled, but they casted Queen Latifah as... The octopus lady?
Ursula.
Yeah. And so when I saw that, I was just like, okay, Disney, lift up a middle finger to the whole world.
Why?
And just ruin every single movie that's coming. Listen.
But I feel like when you said Queen Latifah and Little Mermaid, that's the role I thought of.
Listen, here's the thing for me. Unless Queen Latifah is going to show us a side of... I'm not talking about her as a person. I'm talking about unless Queen Latifah... is going to show us a side to her that we haven't seen in her acting before that, she's got no business to play someone like Ursula, because Ursula is the baddest bee of the high sea.
Amen.
See what I did there?
I think Queen Latifah can
I don't know if she's going to, I can see the whimsical side coming through, but I can't see the serious, bitter anger. Yeah. Because you know, like, she literally tells this girl, give me your voice and then you're gonna get these human power, whatever kind of thing, whatever. I don't see Queen Latifah, like, I think of Queen Latifah like on Girls Trip. You know what I mean? I think of her like on Girls Trip. I'm like, is she gonna be like playful barbershop Ursula, or are we gonna get it right?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be Timon and Pumbaa without Hakuna Matata here?
But then isn't it like kind of like the casting of Will Smith as the genie?
But genie has always been, it's part of who Will is. Will is always, he's always been funny. Yeah, Will's always been funny and things.
But like, I think, Robin Williams, funny. Maybe Jay Farrell, maybe.
The thing with Will Smith, remember that in order for us to take him serious as an actor, he had to venture into those places.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to become a comedic great.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So he done those funny things and people were kind of like, ah, this is just the French prince. Or like when people see him, they laugh.
Yeah.
Not in like, you know, there's like good, yes, you are a great comedian. Yeah. He's like Andrew Schultz funny. It's like, this guy's so stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Andrew Schultz was trying to write a book on mental health, we laugh. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
exactly. Yeah. So I feel like Will had to make that arc. Like, he had to take that path so that he's serious as a thing, and now Hollywood can take him serious. And now he can. Now we know he can play both sides. You know, I'm yet to see Queen Latifah. Was Queen Latifah in
Taxi?
Yeah, but was she not in Precious? Was she in Precious?
I don't know what that is.
You haven't watched Precious?
What's that?
Okay.
Was it pre 1960s?
No. It's probably like 2010.
Oh, okay.
11 maybe.
I was probably in varsity studying hard at that time.
Probably.
Didn't have time for probably. Such.
At what time were you walking that girl home again?
Studying
hard.
Eight. Yeah. Yeah, bruh, you prioritize, man.
Studying hard. Okay, why don't you talk where people can find us, because you didn't do that at the top of the show.
I was about to say, hey man, hey, you know when conversation gets popping, so hey, y'all can find us on any social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, anything, at Fadio Baker and at Kiki the One.
That's it, where it is, man. Our show is proudly sponsored by TaylorMade Designs. They're responsible for the branding of our show. If you guys would like them to help you with graphic design, branding, maybe setting up an online business, they can help you with website, email, all the stuff that comes along with that. They're running some great specials for the month of August, so go check it out. You can contact them, hello@taylormade.co.za or at justange30 on Twitter, or you can find them on Instagram at... TaylorMade Designs. and you'll be able to hook that up. Tell us about the specials.
So if you use the code whatever, you get 30% off your first time client. And if you use the code whatever, you get 5% if you're returning clients.
So, yeah, that's it, man. So get yourself hooked up, guys.
And she's having a special now, a Women's Day special. Where you get 5% off. So, hey, maybe your 5% can stack up, you know? So try hitting up.
Yeah, man. Imagine, like, I think, like, that kind of, that stuff just helps, especially if you, like, just getting going, whatever, any type of discount. Imagine if you're first time customer, you're getting 30% off.
Yes.
That's like paying 70 Rand instead of paying 100 Rand.
Man.
I got the math.
Hey, man.
I got the math. Hey, guys, remember to subscribe and share our podcasts on social media. Tell your friends about it. Can listen to it at work, listen to it at the gym, listen to driving your car, can listen to it pretty much anywhere. If you're in church and you're bored, you know what to do.
Got you.
You know what to do.
Got you.
Remember to rate us with a 5-star rating or however great that number goes on the platform that you're listening to. Guys, absolute honor hosting the show. Have you guys listen to us. Until next week.
It's whatever.